This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisane with the news headlines first. National Assembly endorses government policies and programs. Newly elected Mayor Balinder Saha pledges to make Kathmandu the world's best city, and WHO Assembly condemns Russia's aggression in Ukraine. Now the news in detail. The government has made it clear that the price of petroleum products has risen internationally due to the war between Russia and Ukraine. Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies Dilin Prasad Badu said that the government-owned Nepal Oil Corporation was purchasing fuel as per the agreement reached between Nepal and India. Taking time with the speaker in the meeting of the House of Representatives, Minister Badu said that the government was going to privatize the Nepal Oil Corporation was false. Today's meeting of the National Assembly has endorsed the government's policies and programs. In today's meeting, National Assembly member Dr. Bimala Rai Podal said that the policy and program are long in principle and pointed out the need for revision. She lauded the policy and program for continuing the good work of the previous government and also drew the attention of the government to set up an organic fertilizer factory. Likewise, member Krishna Prasad Podal said that the policy program is very good for making capital expenditure on time, improving the livelihood of the people living below the poverty line by providing identity cards, increasing capital market reservation and linking insurance money with self-employment and production. According to District Election Office, Kathmandu independent candidate Balinder Saha has been elected mayor of the Kathmandu metropolitan city by getting 61,767 votes. Saha made it to the post by defeating his nearest rival Sridharan Singh of Nepali Congress with a margin of 23,426 votes. Likewise, Swinta Dangul of CPNUML was elected the deputy mayor of the Kathmandu metropolitan city by securing 68,612 votes, while her nearest rival Rameshwar Shrestha of CPN Unified Socialist got 23,806 votes. The newly elected mayor of the Kathmandu metropolitan city, Balinder Saha, has pledged to make Kathmandu as world's most beautiful and best city. At an event organized at the city hall today to congratulate him on his election to the mayor of the metropolis, he said he will work with honesty, work to implement commitments he made to the citizens of the city during the election throughout his entire tenure of 5 years. After the chief returning officer of Kathmandu, Raj Kumar Khatiwara, congratulated him, Saha participated in a victory rally that started from the hall and went through many areas of the city before converging into an assembly at the open theater. On the occasion, Mayor Saha thanked the voters and the participants. A 7-year-old child was killed by a tiger at Amaldara in Wangla of Sandikharka Municipality 4, Arkakhasi. Deputy Superintendent of Police of District Police Office Amar Bahadur Thapa said Samrat Nepali of Resunga in Gulmi was residing at his maternal uncle's home in Sandikharka died after a man-eater tiger attacked him while he was playing on Thursday. Nepali was a 2-grade student at Bhagwati Basic School in Wangla. DSP Thapa said the locals had informed the police after the boy's dead body was recovered some 1 kilometer away from his home. Private school operators have demanded the government reverse its decision to grant public leave on Sunday. The National Private and Residential Schools Association Nepal held a press conference in Kathmandu today and demanded an immediate reversal of the decision taken by the government on Sunday without any discussion with the concerned bodies. Speaking at the press conference, National PAPSON Chairman Pandab Hamal said that the decision of the government to give leave on Sunday is not scientific. The meteorological forecasting division said the weather remained partly to generally cloudy in Province Swat and Madhes Province and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the provinces. The division said light rain, thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of Province Swat and Madhes Province and at one or two places in the hilly region of the rest of the provinces. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. The death of a black man who was forced into a police car boot where a gas grenade was set off has sparked outrage in Brazil. Police stopped Genivaldo de Jesus Santos, 38, in the street in the northeastern city of Sergipe State on Wednesday. Video footage showed two officers holding down the boot. The man was in as thick smoke billowed from the car. At autopsy report on Thursday confirmed Santos died of exhibitions. Brazil's Federal Highway Police said a disciplinary proceeding has been opened to investigate the officer's conduct. An investigation has also been opened by the Federal Police into the circumstances of Santos' death. There are conflicting reports of the incident. Police say the gunman who attacked a school in Texas on Tuesday was able to enter the building unobstructed. Texas Ranger Victor Scallon said no armed guard challenged the teenage attacker and it is unclear if the school door was even locked. Scallon defended the police response amid mounting criticism of an apparent delay in confronting the gunman. The attacker shot dead 19 students and two teachers and injured at least 17 more people. The latest details from the police sharply contradict what was said at a news briefing 2 days ago. Videos have emerged of police being urged by desperate family members to storm the building immediately. The World Health Organization, WHO Assembly, has been considering a resolution condemning Russia's military aggression against Ukraine, including attacks on healthcare facilities. The resolution, supported by the US and other Western countries, has now been passed with 88 countries voting in favor and 12 against with 53 absenteeisms. A rival resolution proposed by Russia that made no mention of its own role in the crisis was voted down. The resolution stopped short of suspending Russia's voting rights at the UN Health Agency. The WHO says 256 attacks on healthcare, including health facilities, transport, personnel, patient supplies and warehouses have been reported since Russia's invaded Ukraine. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. National Assembly endorses government policies and programs. Newly elected Mayor Balinder Saha pledges to make Kathmandu the world's best city and WHO Assembly condemns Russia's aggression in Ukraine. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also visit to our website www.onlinenepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.